Welcome to the after show. It's Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm 101.3. We invite you to share this with all of your friends on all of your socials. Who here, well, you know, I'll tell you something. You know, the used car prices are ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's getting out of control.
They're up 33% from June to June.
Might as well buy new if you can find one.
If you can find one. But it's funny. I was told that the car that I bought a year and a half ago, I could get $6,000 more for it right now.
How insane
Seriously?
Is that?
Yeah.
Cars used to depreciate right. so quickly once you drive them off the lot.
I know. I mean, if I didn't need it. But then what? Okay, here's the thing. Then what? Like the same thing. My friend of mine, you know, one of my guys in my band is a real estate agent. He sold me my house. And he said, I can, you know, right now your house, you can get it. I'm not going to say the number, but a lot more than I paid for it. Okay.
Oh, my.
I mean, a real lot, like a stupid amount more. And then he goes, but then what?
Yeah, then where are you
going to
live?
So what can I do?
Well, move in with Christy? I mean, she's already got her mom.
Yeah, why not? Come on over.
Really? I know. So if you have some of the cars that are, like, now these are luxury cars. If you have an Audi A5.
Oh, yeah, because I can really afford that.
Well, it's up 42%. These are used, okay? Maybe you got a Ram pickup, it's up 43%. If you have a Mustang, it's up 41%. Nissan Leaf, which is their, you know, groovy little, I think it's a hybrid.
Yeah.
That's up almost 50%. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if you want to, now, if you want to pay, for, you know, a Mercedes-Benz, the average, I think it's a G-Class, which I don't even know what G-Class means, but it's up to $158,000, which is $50,000 more than last year.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Just stop it.
Yeah. That's crazy stuff. I don't know. But sooner or later, it's got to end.
Well, I got a few Amish down the road. I might ask if I can borrow one of those horse and buggies, huh? How long will that take me to get into work from none day?
Oh, my goodness. So how do you like living in the country?
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
I do too.
Every morning, Tony, I am on high alert for what animal is going to jump in front of my car that day.
They are out lots lately.
Girl, I got a fox every day, same area.
Oh, yeah.
He's on my hours, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I wake up at 1:30. This guy's out like running across the road.
Oh, yeah.
And of course the deer always, mm-hmm. bunnies, and then me being the crazy cat lady. I saw somebody hit a cat.
Oh no. Oh. What'd you do? Did you stop?
No. It was already.
Already gone.
Oh, it was already there.
Cast,
oh. Yeah. That's so sad.
I hate that.
Yeah.
And that's why I pray every morning before I leave my house.
Yep.
I say, "Dear God, please protect me, my car, and your creatures." In that order.
In that order. My car, car before the creatures. Oh, yes. What good Christian woman you are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I know. Well, this morning I saw a fox on the way in, and I haven't seen one in a while. But, yeah, we get them. You got to be very, very careful.
Oh, they're everywhere.
But it is lovely living. I live between the corn and the beans.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, and I do love it. But although once in a while you get to smell it.
Oh, gosh, when they are spreading the manure, I'm like, oh. What does Shane say? He has a word. He's like, oh, you can taste that.
Oh, God.
Or, you know, because you think about it, a smell, it has small particles of what you're smelling in the air.
Exactly. So when it gets in your nose, you got manure in your nose.
Yummy.
Yucky.
So let's pretend that COVID is manure. Wear a mask.
All right?
That's right. Okay. Oh, my God.
So it started for us today. A lot of businesses are doing what Monroe County has recommended. It's not a mandate. It's a recommendation that you wear a mask indoors anywhere. Our company asked us, yes, we are asking. This is our recommendation that you do this. So, of course, some people are like, oh, so they're not saying we have to.
Yeah.
I put my mask on. I mean,
I just don't know what the big deal is. What's the big deal? I don't understand why people get so upset about it. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I put it on. I had to find one first.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, and even we live down in Livingston County, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
We are not at a substantial spread there, but I'm thinking I might still wear it in the grocery stores and
I
things
will.
Just because I work in Monroe County.
Yeah, yeah. I will wear it every time I go indoors just because, you know, first of all, it's not a big ask, and I want to go see my mother and not worry about that 101-year-old lady who already had COVID once.
Right, you don't want to worry about that. Yeah.
You know, so, and I go back to, you know, the sacrifices that people like my parents made. You know, I mean, they lived through the Depression, They lived through World War II, okay, and gas rationing, food rationing, butter rationing.
Right.
Okay, all the stuff they had to do.
What do you mean I can only have one stick of butter a week?
Really?
I've got my rights.
Right. And now people are complaining because please wear a mask so you don't kill anybody. What? You know, oh, to me, goodness. It's like, don't be a baby. Just put
well, the
mask
other
on.
Big thing, guys, is, you know, will businesses say you can't come here unless you get vaccinated?
Yeah.
And if you didn't hear, Lux on South Avenue in Rochester decided that they want you fully vaxxed if you're going to walk in.
I think that's a good move.
They're going to check, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a good move. So, the sooner we all mask up, the sooner this thing goes away. You know?
Well, and here's the other thing. We want the kids back in school full time.
Definitely.
We don't want to do this hybrid thing again.
No, we don't. Get them out of here, man.
So, I mean, let's try to do what we can now so that we're in better shape come
exactly.
A month from now.
A month from now.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. I don't have faith in a lot of folks that, I think we're too selfish. A lot of folks are too selfish. You know, the difference, it's funny because, you know, America has always been the place for rugged individualism. You know, that was our slogan years ago, rugged individualists, you know. And other countries we're all for we and not I. And I understand the I. I mean, that's what made America great. I think everybody has the chance to be an I, okay, and go as far as I can go. And that's wonderful. But sometimes you got to do a we, and I think, you know, we together are better than I apart.
Yeah. So,
but, you know. But I'm just a bleeding heart East Coast.
You are a bleeding heart.
What do you know?
A liberal elite. So what do I know?
Oh my goodness!
All right. What else? Any other preachy stuff we want to get through this morning?
Well, yeah. my I listened to a podcast on the way into work, and it was about not being selfish about that, you know, especially in relationships with Tony. I'm hearing this from a preacher. It's like I heard that from Tony years ago about how you have to not be selfish in a relationship. It's the only way a relationship will work.
Right.
Even, I mean, whether it's your spouse, partner, or even friends, if you're always putting your yourself first and not even listening to other people. So I was like, oh, Tony told me that years ago.
You see?
Surprised Tony told you that.
Well, Tony told me that, okay?
Yeah.
My father. Basically, my father said, about his marriage with my mom. He says, I give her everything she wants.
Yeah.
She gives me everything I want. We both always win. It's, it's just plain and simple. You know, it's like, why wouldn't you? And it feels great, It feels great.
It does.
So it's a great thing. So it's easy, and it's like the same thing. Years ago, I remember finding I started doing some charity stuff, and I thought, wow, this is making me feel great. Helping other people, makes you feel great. I think I got more of the reward than the people got. Okay,
right.
And it's just it makes you feel good. So why not? So maybe I should be a preacher.
You could have been a preacher, Tony.
Put your hands on the radio.
I'm telling you.
I can't.
I can't even. All right. There's the little podcast after show today. Share it with your friends. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.